The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Zvachim daf nun zayin. The Gemara here at the end of the parak discusses the halacha of until when could a person eat the Karban Pesach. The Gemara mentions that it's machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Karban Pesach could only be eaten until Chatois min HaTorah, biblically. The time of which the Torah allows one to eat the Karban Pesach is only until Chatois. However, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion that min HaTorah, biblically, one can eat the Karban Pesach the entire night. It's only that there's a din derabbanan, rabbinically, one is obligated to finish eating the Karban Pesach before Chatois. And the Gemara also explains that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Gemara says, how do I know our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Because the Mishnah says you can only eat the Karban Pesach until Chatzos. However, says the Gemara, maybe the Mishnah only means rabbinically. Rabbinically, you have to eat it before Chatzos in order that you shouldn't mistakenly eat it after Alayis HaShachar to keep somebody away from Aveira. So the Gemara says from that the Mishnah said Ela ar Chatzos. The Mishnah here said it differently than all the Mishnayos. And here it said Ela ar Chatzos, only until Chatzos, like the Mishnah said Ela Tzali, Ela. The Mishnah says four things, four different ways, four limitations of which the Karban Pesach is Nechal. It can only be Nechal Tzali, you know. You can only eat at night. And one of those elos is Ela ad Chatzos. So just like the other ones are biblically, so the reason why the Mishnah said here Ela ad Chatzos, like the other ones, is to tell us that the halacha that a Karban Pesach is only eaten until Chatzos is a biblical halacha, which in other words is like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Now what comes out is that we have a Stam Mishnah that said that the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. This is not the only place where the Gemara explains that there is a Stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. There is a Mishnah in Brachis and a Mishnah in Psachim that the Gemara's there also explain that those Mishnahs are a Stam Mishnah that go like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Based on that, Tosfos right here on our daf, as well as Tosfos in other places, says, since we have Stam Mishnayis, plain Mishnayis, that follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, therefore that is the halacha. The halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that Karban Pesach can biblically only be eaten until Chatzos. Now, you may ask, well, that's Hilchos al Mashicha. How is that nugia to us? We don't have a Karban Pesach nowadays until the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Says Tosfos, Echapson Afgemino. Because just like the Karban Pesach, Min HaTorah could only be eaten until Chatzos, so too Matzah. The mitzvah of eating Matzah could only be eaten until Chatzos. Because Matzah is compared to the Karban Pesach. And as long as you're allowed to eat matzo, or Karban Pesach, that's how long you're allowed to eat the matzo. As long as you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach, that's how long you're allowed to eat the matzo. And therefore, biblically, min HaTorah, you're only allowed to eat matzo, fulfill the mitzvah of matzo until Chatzos. It's really Gemara in Psachim that the Gemara says that Lefi Belezer ben Azariah that you're allowed to eat the Karban Pesach only until Chatzos. So too Matzah could only be eaten until Chatzos. There is a Tosfos The Bir Halacha says that there's a Tosfos in Psachim, that a Tosfos has a Sofik about this, but Tosfos by us, and Tosfos in Megillah, says that the Halacha is that min HaTorah you can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos, because the Mishnayos are Soisim like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Okay, that's what some Rishonim say. Tosfos by us is one of them. However, there are many other Rishonim that point out that it's not so simple. There's a Mishnah in Megillah that the Mishnah says over there, Kol davar shemitzvos b'alayla, kosher kol alayla. Anything that the mitzvah is to be done at night, it's kosher to be done the whole night. In other words, even past chatzos. And the Gemara there says that it's coming to include even Karban Pesach, that the mitzvah is by night and you're allowed to eat it the whole night because it follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So it comes out, despite the fact that we said that there are three Mishnayos that say Stam, it's no name, and it says the Halacha like Ibelez ben Azariah only until Chatzos. On the other hand, there's a Mishnah in Megillah that says that you're allowed to do it the whole night. You're allowed to eat Pesach a whole night, and there it's Soisim it also. There there's no name, and that's like a Bekiva, that's like the other opinion. So it comes out, we have three Mishnahs Stoma one way, and one Mishnah Stam the other way. And Elamai will say, so fine, let's follow the majority of what the Stomas are. Most Stomas, three one way, follow the three rather than the one. Nevertheless, there's Gemara Nivamis that seems to say that it's not such a, we don't follow the majority. Just because there's more Stomas one way and less Stomas the other way, we don't follow the majority. So therefore, it would be a Sufik, how to paskin. We don't necessarily know how to paskin. That's what many Rishonim point out. Tosfos in Psachim, the Rosh in Brachis, the Rashba in Brachis. And therefore, some of them come to a conclusion that it's a Sufik. We don't know. We don't know how to paskin. The Magen Mishnah, because really the way to paskin would be that we should follow whichever Mishnah was said last, but we don't know which one was said last, and therefore it's a Sufik. The Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, see, he says, since it's a Sufik, so then we go back to a different rule. We have a rule that whenever Rebbe Akiva disagrees with one friend, so the Halacha is like Rebbe Akiva. And here the Rebbe Akiva is disagreeing with one friend, the Elazar ben Azariah. The Halacha is going to be like Rebbe Akiva, and therefore the Halacha is like Rebbe Akiva, that you are allowed to eat the Karban Pesach the whole night. However, the Rimam Mipanu in Siman Aleph says no. The Halacha is like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. Aye. Why should the Halacha be like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah? Aye, there's Stomas this way, Stomas the other, Stomas the other way. He says no, we follow the majority. Since Roiv Mishnayis are one way, we do follow the majority. I, the Gemara Nivamis, so he deals with the he has to answer that Gemara Nivamis. But he holds the Halacha is going to be like Belezer ben Azariah, since the majority of Mishnayis follow Belezer ben Azariah. Some Rishonim, the Rosh and the Ran bring down some Rishonim, that they want to say the Halacha is like a Bekiva. Why? Because the Mishnah in Megillah is said together with other halachas psukas. Since that Mishnah in Megillah is said among other Mishnayis, other halachas of Mishnayis that are halachas psukas, that are very clear halacha, end of the psak halacha, so we have a Gemara in Bava Kamma that says that when the Mishnah is said together with other halachas, that are halachas psukis, we follow that Mishnah. So this would be a reason why we should follow the Mishnah in Megillah. The Rosh says, no, that's not a raya. When does the Gemara say that you follow the Mishnah halachas psukis? If the Mishnah is learned together with other halachas psukis, that's only if the Mishnah is out of place. The Mishnah that the Gemara in the Mishnah in Bava Kamma is talking about is a Mishnah in Bava Metzio that the Halacha is out of order, is out of place. It doesn't really belong there. when it doesn't belong there, and the Mishnah, the Tana, put it there in the middle of nowhere, and it was put together with halachas psukos, then we follow that halacha. Then obviously it's la halacha. But if it belongs there, if it's not out of place, then we don't have any rule to tell us that the halacha is going to follow that Mishnah, even though it was said together with halachas psukos. And if anything, says the Rosh, there's a different rule, we should say. There's a Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Dalit that the Gemara says that a Mishnah that is mentioned, the halacha that's mentioned in the place where the halachas are, we follow that Mishnah. In other words, since Mesechta Pesachim is the place where the Mishnah should talk about the halachas of Pesach, and there the Mishnah set a stam like Eliezer ben Azariah, so we're going to follow that Mishnah of where the halachas of Pesach are discussed. The Mishnah that brings it down among the other halachas of Pesach, that takes precedence, that is considered more chashiv, that's more reliable, so to say. Everything's reliable, but that has more weight, and that tells us that that should be the main halacha. The main halacha is going to be like the Mishnah in Pesachim, where it's listed together with other halachas of Pesach. So you see that the Rishonim grapple with this question of how to paskin. We have three stomachs, one way, one stomach the other way, and it's really difficult, I shouldn't say difficult, the Rishonim use different svaras to try to figure out how to paskin. And what ends up happening is that it's a machlokes. There's other ways that Poskim want to prove how we should paskin. There's also a Ran in Pesachim and or Zeruah that say that the halacha is like a Bakiva. Why? Because there's a Gemara in Pesachim that says, Rava says, Ocha matzah bizman hazeh achachatzois, develez min hazari liyotik deichaivasa. Rava says that light, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you can't eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, so too you can't eat matzah after Chatzos. So says Rava in Masechta Pesach. Now if you listen to the wording of Rava, it's very mashma that the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Because Rava says, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the halacha is such and such. Why is it according to? If that would be the halacha, if Rava would hold that that is the halacha, let him say, lididan, according to halacha, that Pesach can't be nachal after chatois. So therefore, matzah also can't be eaten after chatois. It sounds like Rava is saying, according to some man da omer, which l'chayr is, in other words, the one that we don't paskin like, then matzah cannot be eaten after chatois. But the way we paskin would be that you could eat Pesach after Chatzos and Huadin Matzah after Chatzos. Another interesting raya is that the Mishnah Yaakov says, I'll prove you that the Pesach can be eaten after Chatzos. Because there's a braiso which we mentioned in the Haggadah. Every Pesach night, part of the Haggadah Shal Pesach, we say, Ma'isa, Ve'ebelez ben Azariah, Ve'ebakiva, Ve'ebtarfin, Shal Yimusum b'Bnei Brak. We say a story of a list of Tanoim that they ate, were together in Bnei Brak. Ve'yimusaprim v'yitiyas mitraim kaloyse ha'alayla. They were speaking about yitiyas mitraim the entire night. Achebo tamidim ve'omu lehem, Rabbi Seinu igiyaz man kiyashma shashachemis. Until their Talmidim came and said that it came time to daven shachris. So, one of the people there was Eliezer ben Azariah. So the question is, why did Eliezer ben Azariah say, speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole night? Sibi Yetzias Mitzrayim is also connected to Korban Pesach. Sibi Yetzias Mitzrayim, the time to say about Yetzias Mitzrayim is only as long as you're able to eat the Korban Pesach. Why? Because we say, The mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim is only when you have the Korban Pesach in front of you, the Korban Pesach and Matzah. Only when you have the mitzvahs, only when you're able to fulfill the mitzvahs, do you have a mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why was the Elazar ben Azariah speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim past Chatzos? If according to him, the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim ends by Chatzos. So he says it must be that the Haskama, that everybody agreed, that Lehalacha, we follow the opinion of Rebbe Akiva, and you're allowed to eat matzah the whole night. So says Mishnah Yaakov. It must be from that story that you see that in the times of the Tanoim, it was already agreed that we should follow the Lehalacha, the opinion of Rebbe Akiva. Now this is a very interesting raya, because this is a question that all the Mefarshim almost deal with. And they say all different types of answers to this question, why wasn't the Belezim and Azariah was speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim the whole night? There's many answers, and one of the answers are, for example, the Sfas Emes says that it's not even so far-fetched to say that in truth this story is not talking about the night of the Seder. Perhaps it was any random day of the year when they stayed up a whole night and they were discussing by Yetzias Mitzrayim, not related to the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's just one of the many answers. So it's an interesting raya, but I mentioned that it is just to show you how there's so many different ways how Rishonim and even Achronim try to prove what and how the halacha is like. Is the halacha like Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, or is the halacha like Rebbe Akiva? And as we said, it makes a difference for us today to know until when is the mitzvah of matzah, and possibly also until when is the mitzvah of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in truth, the place can go on further, that it could be connected to that also, until when is the mitzvah of Maror, and when is the mitzvah of Hallel, and Afikoyman, and etc., etc. Now there's one more important, very important point, and that is that comes the Rosh, and the Rosh says, in Masechta Pesachim, that even if we will come to say a verdict that the halacha is like a bekiva, and the mitzvah of eating matzah is the entire night, biblically, you're allowed to eat matzah until Alois HaShachar. Even if that's true. But, just like we find in our Gemara, that Rebbe Akiva agrees that rabbinically, midrabbonon, because of the Archaka, the Chazal came along and said you're not allowed to eat it after Chatzos. So too, that would carry over for the mitzvah de Rabbonon. That would carry over for matzah too. That rabbinical gzeira, that you're not allowed to eat after Chatzos, the Korban Pesach, applies to matzah as well. And even if we'll paskin, like Rebbe Akiva, that biblically you're allowed to eat matzah after Chatzos, but rabbinically you're not allowed to eat matzah after Chatzos, and therefore it doesn't make so much of a difference at the end of the day, either way you have to eat matzah before Chatzos because of the Issa D'Rabbanan. However, not everyone agrees to this Rosh. For example, the Urzarua has a Sofik. Perhaps that Gzeira was only made for Korban Pesach, but was not made for Matzah. One of the reasons some say why it was made for Pesach and not for Matzah is that it won't go so wrong. If Pesach will eat it after Alois HaShachar, it's already noiser. But matzah, what will happen wrong if we'll eat matzah after Alei Sashach? He'll miss a mitzvah, but he didn't do anything wrong. So there is a machloikis whether the Rabbanon carries over to the mitzvah of eating matzah or not. So what's the halach at the end of the day? So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph says, The Shulchan Aruch is talking about the afikoman. And the Shulchan Aruch says a person should be careful to eat the afikoman before chatzos. And the Rambam adds, v'yaktim atzmei shegam ahalik yekodem chatzos. A person should be careful that even the Hallel, a person should say before chatzos. So, comes the Bi'alacha. And the Bi'alacha says, he lists off for us beautifully. The Rishonim that say the halacha is like Belezim and Azaria. The Rishonim that say the halacha is like a Bekiva. And he says, it comes out, and then he says a whole discussion of whether there's a Rabbanon that you have to eat it before Chatzos. And the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chaya, a person should be very careful to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah before chatzos. According to many Rishonim, min ha-Torah, you're not yoytze the mitzvah if you don't eat matzah before chatzos. And even if it's not min ha-Torah, according to many opinions, it's at least the rabbanon to eat it before chatzos. So therefore, a person says the Mishnah Berurah should be careful to eat the matzah and maror and sivyitiyas mitzrayim and afikoymin before chatzos. However, if somebody missed chatzos, let's say somebody had an oinus, for example, if let's say his wife was in the middle of labor and he was busy helping her all the way until chatzos, and he pashut couldn't eat matzah, so then at least try to fulfill the mitzvah. At least according to some opinions, you could still fulfill the mitzvah after chatzos. Zok to be halacha, but you can't make a bracha. If you eat it after chatzos, don't make a bracha, since according to many opinions, you are not yoytz the mitzvah anymore. Safik brachas lahakel, and therefore if you eat the matzah after chatzos, matzah and the mor, you cannot make a bracha, and there's a discussion whether you can make the bracha asher ge'olanu after chatzos. So therefore, l'chayra, according to strict halacha, one should be very careful to eat everything before chatzos. And even the afikoman before chatzos. However, as is known, there are many opinions, there were many people at least, that, there are many kehillas, that fear zich not to be makbid on eating afikoman before chatzos. It's brought down that the Chassam Sofer was not makbid on eating afikoman before chatzos. And the Netziv in Volozhin was not makbid on eating afikoman before chatzos. And it's hard to say, such great people, and there's many kehillas, that seemingly they were not makbid on eating afikoman before chatzos. And Feshteitzach, they were not wrong, they just follow the opinions that you're allowed to eat the afikoman after chatzos. And therefore, everyone could follow, everyone should follow what their Rav and their community does. And the person should realize if a person doesn't have any minug, certainly they should go and eat afikoman before chatzos. There is, though, one other way how a person could possibly eat afikoman after chatzos. That is a famous Avnei Nezer. What's known in the world as the Tanai of the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer came up and he said, a moiridika plan, how somebody could eat afikoman after chatzos and fulfill all the shittas. They will not miss out on any opinion. Says the Avnei Nezer, why is it that you're not allowed to eat anything after the afikoman? The reason why you're not allowed to eat after the afikoman is because it's during the time when you're supposed to eat the afikoman. You have to have that the taste of the afikoman lasting in your mouth for the full time of when you're supposed to be eating afikoman, or when you could eat the afikoman. Once you pass the time of eating the afikoman, then there's no issue of eating after the afikoman. So says the Avnei Nezer, I have a solution for all people that want to eat the afikoman and have a seder that will go past chatzos. All they have to do is, they should eat matzah before chatzos.
And they should make it and eat one kezayis of matz, the shei matz, and another kezayis, the shei mafikoyman, and they should eat the mor, and they should eat the kairach. They should fulfill all the mitzvahs of eating before chatzos. And even though they didn't yet fulfill Shulchan Aruch, they still want to have Shulchan Aruch and speak about Sivitiyas Mitzrayim, and then later on bench, it's not an issue, even though you're not supposed to eat after. You eat afikoyman, you could do as follows. You can get up and say, eat afikoyman, eat for, in other words, eat matzah, moitzi matzah, morer, kairich, eat a kezayis of afikoyman, and that kezayis of afikoyman you should say like this. If the halacha is, like if Elazar ben Azariah, that you know that you have to eat afikoyman before chatzos, so then this is an afikoyman. And I'm not going to eat anything after, for as long as the afikoyman is, and others, I won't eat anything until after chatzos. But if the halacha is like a bekivo, and the time to eat afikoyman is the whole night, so then what I'm eating right now is not an afikoyman. Now if you do that, then once it will come chatzos, you'll be able to eat again. Because the only reason why you can't eat that after the afikoyman is only because it's a zman afikoyman. Who holds that it's considered that you ate afikoyman? A belezim and azariah that will tell you that you ate afikoyman. You said you're only eating afikoyman if the halach is like a belezim and azariah. So if the halach is like a belezim and azariah, you ate afikoyman. But even if you ate afikoyman, once you'll come to chatzos, you'll be able to eat again because it's already past the time of when you can't eat after the afikoyman. You only, according to Belez ben Azariah, the issa of eating after afikoyman only lasts until chatzos. And if the halacha is like a bekiva, then you set a condition that if the halacha is like a bekiva, you never ate the afikoyman. You only ate the afikoyman if you follow the opinion of Belez ben Azariah, but not if you follow the opinion of Rebbe Akiva. So says the Avnei Nezer, this is a way how you could avoid the question and still have a Shulchan Aruch after Chatzos. Practically speaking, you have to be able to eat a lot of matzah. You have to be able to eat a whole extra kezayis of matzah because you have to be able to eat moitzi matzah, morer, kairich, afikoyma number one. Then you'll have Shulchan Aruch, then you're going to have afikoyma number two. If you follow the Mahalach of Avnei Nezer, you have to be ready to eat two afikoymas. Comes Reb Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe, and he talks about this condition of the Avnei Nezer, and he says he's not so happy. What does the Avnei Nezer say? You'll say you'll make a condition if the halacha is like a bekiva. So then, I'm not eating afikoyman. If the halacha is like a belezim and azariah, then I'm eating afikoyman. But once we'll come chatzos, I'm already allowed to eat again. What do you mean, says your Moshe Feinstein? You're saying that if the halacha is like a bekiva, it's not afikoyman. And then what? You're going to eat afikoyman later on after chatzos. Even if the halacha is like a bekiva, many shittas say that midrabanan you have to eat it before chatzos. So how are you eating your afikoyman after chatzos if according to bekiva midrabanan you can't eat it after chatzos? Elamai, what are you going to say? You'll say like this. If midrabanan, I'm supposed to eat it before chatzos, so then my afikoyman number one is my real afikoyman. And if midrabanan, I'm allowed to eat it after chatzos, then my real afikoyman is afikoyman number two. The problem with that is going to be that even if you do that, you have a problem. Bishlam, says Rabbi Moshe, Bishlam, if you hold like your Belezim and Azariah, that the carbon paste has biblically could only be eaten until chatzos. So then you can tell me, once you're past chatzos, you don't have any issue of eating after the afikoyman. But according to Rebbe Akiva, that biblically, you're allowed to eat the afikoyman after chatzos. It's only rabbinically that you can't eat after chatzos. So who said after chatzos is no longer part of this man of eating afikoyman? Says Rebbe Moshe Lechayra, if you hold, like a bekiva, that the mitzvah min ha-toyer is the whole night, and only rabbinically you have to eat it before chatzos, If you're going to eat an afikomen before chatzais, you won't be able to eat after that afikomen until the morning. Since biblically, this man, the period of time from chatzais until the morning, is biblically acceptable to eat afikomen, so that would be included in the time period of when you're not supposed to eat after afikomen. Even if we'll accept the whole reasoning of the Avnei Nezer, that according to Belezev and Azariah, you're allowed to eat after Chatzos since it's no longer the period of eating Afikomen, but in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, according to the opinions, the Rabbi Akiva agrees that Medrabban and you have to eat before Matzah, before Chatzos, then it would be an issue of eating the Afikomen after Chatzos, eating after the Afikomen. Number one, it would be a problem of eating after Chatzos, even though you ate the Afikomen before Chatzos. And therefore, Rav Moshe is not happy with the condition and this mahalach of the Avnei Nezer. On the other hand, there were others, contemporaries of Rav Moshe Feinstein, that were happy with the Avnei Nezer. They said that the Brisker Rav praised this mahalach, the Avnei Nezer, and he agreed to it. And there are those, practically speaking, that do follow this mahalach of the Avnei Nezer, and there are those that don't. And so what comes out is that we said there's some people that are makbidan chatzos, some people are not makbidan afikomen before chatzos. Some use the mahalach of the Avnei Nezer, some don't use the mahalach of the Avnei Nezer. And this type of shir, I'm not going to issue any psak. People should follow what their poisik says, what their kehillah does. The purpose of this shir was to bring awareness of what the sugya is, awareness of the different opinions, and to realize that it's a serious sugya. There's a real shaila of whether you're allowed to eat the afikomen after chatzos or not.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.